This program was funded in part by Brigham Young University, College of Fine Arts and Communications, the Utah State Historical Society, and the BYU Religious... The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square perform a reprise of Praise to the Lord the Almighty as underscore to the beginning of our story. For the first time, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has announced an online international video contest. The theme of the contest is... A neighbor told me about this place and invited me to come. I am very happy to be here. Everyone has been kind and has received me well, thanks to God. To be a 17th century folk melody that first appeared in the German Catholic hymnal Geistlicher Kirchengesangbuch, published by Peter von Brachel in 1623 at Cologne, nearly 400 years. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, and welcome to tonight's performance of the Mormon Miracle Pageant. Tonight's performance begins at 9:30. Restrooms and drinking fountains are located to the west and the south. In the days, weeks, and months after being called to write a history of Relief Society for the Church, Sister Susan W. Tanner sat in a small carrel in the BYU library and read everything she could about the great legacy of Latter-day Saint women, the result of her efforts and the efforts. From the life of Mary Ann Chapman Ritchie, an Arizona pioneer. There was a doctor once in a while who came to St. John's, but there wasn't one there all the time, and we didn't depend on the doctors. We depended more on the Lord. As we consider the beauty of the universe and all the provisions which God has placed on this earth for our benefit and enjoyment, we are moved to express our praise to Him who made them, along with all creatures of our God and King. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir sings, All Creatures of Our God and King, from Hymns of Faith, Volume 2. Welcome to the automated referral feedback system. If at any time you enter an incorrect menu, press star to return to the previous menu. Enoch Train's lively setting of Scotland the Brave is meant to remind us of the dynamic, energetic nature of the man whom we honor as we sing Praise to the Man. In a short 38 and a half... On July 12, 1978, the First Presidency announced Sister Cannon's appointment as President of the Young Women, with Arlene B. Darger and Norma B. Smith as her counselors. It was a combination. In a plea from the heart, as gentle as the fall of shadow and darkness at the end of the day, the hymn Abide With Me, 'Tis Eventide blends music and words in an entreaty to the Savior that stirs memories and spiritual longing. Move the pictures to the screen to show how Alma the Younger's father prayed that he would get better. When you're finished, click the play button. Giovanni Bernardone, better known as Saint Francis of Assisi, the gentle preacher who loved the birds and animals of the forest and every manifestation of the natural world, could have left no more fitting legacy than this great hymn to nature.
Do you know what helped me last year?
What?
Ben scrambled up next to him. My friend, Pete. Remember him? Ben nodded. The one who moved away? Yeah. Pete started clapping and yelling so loud when they announced my name that it made me laugh, and I forgot my fear. Rick smiled, remembering it. Tell you what, Ben. When you win the contest, I'll clap really loud.
Thank you for your question. Please hang up now and listen to the remainder of the news conference on your computer. Finally, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square perform Mack Wilberg's joyful Fanfare, Alleluia, and Praise to the Lord Almighty.